A new poll finds that a growing number of Americans are concerned that the U.S. does not yet have enough international support to launch military action against Iraq. The poll finds that two-thirds of Americans continue to back the use of force, but with conditions. Andrew Kohut is the director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press, which conducted the poll in association with the Council on Foreign Relations. He joins us now to explain these findings. Hello. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
These poll results are based on a nationwide survey that was conducted in two waves, the first in the 2 days prior to the February 14th report by Hans Blix, the second in the days following. So if we look at the results in terms of pre-Blix and post-Blix, what kinds of differences do we see in terms of the question of whether America has enough international support for war?
Well, we saw the percentage of people saying we don't have enough allies increase from a 41-52 margin to a 34-58% margin. Most Americans think we have a ways to go in putting together a coalition. And that is the most important and most consistent qualification that Americans have given about their potential support for a war in Iraq.
So the report given by Hans Blix and the events over the weekend around the world seem to be significant turning points.
Well, there's feedback. Americans saw the fractious debate in the UN Security Council. They read about the peace demonstrations and heard about the peace demonstrations this weekend. And the notion that we didn't have enough support has been reinforced by those events. There are other changes in public opinion following the release of the report. The percentage of people who think that maybe we have to wait a bit to find out whether or not Saddam Hussein can be peacefully disarmed increased to 39%. It's still a minority, but it's a significant increase. And Americans are perhaps even more committed to the notion that we need a UN resolution before we go ahead. A 57% majority say we should go to the UN for a second resolution calling for war before we use force against Iraq. Now, the American public is likely to rally to President Bush's side if we go to war, even without a global coalition or a broad international coalition. But there's a great risk in that if things don't go well, because the American public will come back and say, wow, the reservations that the rest of the world had about whether we should use force were right. And that could dramatically diminish the willingness of the public to accept a long engagement, a lot of casualties, and many of the untoward things that can happen when you go to war.
Was it the Blix report specifically, or rather the entire UN debate, that Americans are now paying attention to what's happening there in New York?
Well, I think it wasn't the report so much as the debate in the UN and then the peace demonstrations. This was very big news. Iraq was the biggest news story of the month, and this was the month in which we had the loss of the Columbia space shuttle, we had rising gasoline prices, we had a code orange alert, yet the number one thing that the public was paying attention to was a potential war with Iraq.
One of the things that was interesting was 57% of those surveyed said they thought that Saddam Hussein had a direct role in helping the September 11th hijackers. But not even the White House has made that specific link, linking Saddam Hussein to the September 11th hijackers. Where does that information come from?
I think the only thing I can say is the American public is willing to ascribe to Saddam Hussein a level of participation in these attacks that goes even beyond what the White House makes in suggesting that Saddam harbors terrorists who have links to al-Qaeda.
And what about expectations about the war itself? A larger percentage believe that this will be a quick war.
Yes. I think the tremendous coverage about our new weapons and our ability to do this quickly and perhaps not a full-scale war, but something very fast that uses special forces allied with smart weaponry from the air has given the increased notion that this isn't going to be a long conflict. Now, the public does expect that we're going to be there for some time. And one of the things that this poll shows and subsequent previous polls have shown is strong support for nation building in Iraq. The American public feels that if we're going to be there, We have to help rebuild Iraq.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Andrew Kohut is director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press.